Daytona Beach Drive-In Christian Church is on State Road A1A, a picturesque merger of Florida weather and coastline, running past the Sea Dunes Apartments and the Fantasy Island Resort. The church is on a grass lot across the street from the Atlantic. An usher steps out of what looks like a parking attendant shack.
Enter here. Do you have a puppy?
No.
Oh, no.
Okay, we feed the puppies too.
Oh,
hi. Is this your first worship?
It is.
Dogs are welcome here. The usher gives them treats upon arrival. Human parishioners get worship aids and plastic ramekins of wine with tiny rectangles of bread under the lids. Those are for communion. The relaxed atmosphere is intentional. Disciples of Christ leaders began services here in the 1950s to lure people who disliked Sunday dress. It was also a way to embrace the era's drive-in fad. A handful of other denominations tried the approach, but the Daytona Beach Church is one of the few congregations that survived. I'm sitting in my car in what looks like a drive-in movie theater. People are in cars and trucks that are lined up in rows on the grass. Ahead of us, instead of a large movie screen, is a church. A pastor is standing on a balcony. People can open their windows and doors to let in a little bit of breeze on this Florida morning. Or to listen to the sermon, they can turn up their radios.
Even as we go forth to build in this world hope.
In fact, this was a drive-in cinema once. The congregation began Sunday services when the Neptune Theater still showed movies the rest of the week. Eventually, the church bought the land, replaced the screen with a so-called altar building, and converted the concession stand into a fellowship hall. At most parishes, communion is a time for the congregation to join in song, a procession toward the altar, and consumption of bread and wine. At the drive-in Christian church, well, remember those plastic ramekins?
Lord, on this holy day, as we drink from the cup drawn from the springs of salvation.
People who want to be near to one another can sit on lawn chairs or head to the fellowship hall. It offers free air conditioning and table seating with a window view of the altar building. When the service ends, the people clap. Then they congregate in and around the hall, attracted to a Christian tradition that transcends even locked cars. Donut hour. That's when snowbird Brenda Askew chats with fellow parishioners and walks her dog, Paco.
It's great. He thinks he's supposed to go every place that we go. So when we go to church and when we come in, they give him a bone. And when they come around and take up the offering, they give him a bone. So he's at the window waiting on the bones to come.
Leslie and Bill C. remain in their top-down red convertible after the service. He's refurbishing the car and hasn't yet repaired the radio, so they have a portable one on the dash.
We come every Sunday, and then we usually bring our van and our bicycles, and then we just get our church time in and go straight over to the beach and ride our bikes.
Other parishioners say they like open space for their antsy children, easy access for the elderly, or what churchgoers everywhere often praise about their parishes, the pastor. Reverend Bob Kemp Baird was recruited from Cincinnati 2 years ago. He had concerns about the church's style at first.
That was the big question I had. Is there a feeling of the presence of the holy in this place, even though people are coming to worship in their cars? Is there a feeling that Christ's presence is made known? I do know it lives here.
Now he says he feels uncomfortable entering a traditional church building, yet indoor gatherings are the parish's solution to the isolation of vehicles. In addition to donut hour, the altar building is where leaders organize Bible studies and where the parish offers Sunday school. Youth Ministry Director Melissa France took over Sunday school teaching from her late mother and says the drive-in approach to church is all she's ever known. She offers a tour of the altar building.
Not too many people get to see this view. You can see in between the buildings, you can see a piece of the ocean. We have rows of chairs for our choir. Our baby grand piano is off to the side, and then our organ is on the other side. The minister preaches from the balcony. And everything is piped through the radio, and then our sound room is right back off behind the organ, and he controls all the mics and everything.
Looking out at the lawn that serves as a sanctuary, it's clear Daytona Beach Drive-In Christian Church is not a typical parish. And that's just the way its congregation likes it. I'm Amy Kiley, 90.7 News.